All right, good afternoon, everyone. Sean Harris at the mic, as well as the pastors of Berean, minus Jack Farmer, who's still out. Pray for Jack, as his health is struggling. We've got two articles. Tell us our two articles, Brian.
So we have one opinion post, basically, from Fox News, and that is Ben Shapiro says that Chick-fil-A is bowing to the, quote, lords of political correctness, and the left will never be satisfied. And that's Shapiro's comments. And then followed up is an article from a CNN opinion author, Richard Morgan, who does in fact verify that the left will never be satisfied with what Chick-fil-A has done. So that's kind of what we got in front of us. Both rather short articles as far as what's going on.
All right, Nate, let's you take it off with the Fox News article.
Chick-fil-A is idiotic for caving in to the pressures of political correctness by ceasing donations to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army, said Ben Shapiro on Fox News at night Tuesday. In the past, the fast food chain has been highly criticized for donating to organizations that have been accused of harboring anti-LGBTQ plus views. Though the restaurant and its foundation has always denied that they sought out these groups particularly for their stances on those issues. The left will never be satisfied, Shapiro said. Once you give an inch to the left with regard to your fundamental principles, the left will never stop. If Chick-fil-A believes that they bought off the left through all of this, and that the left is suddenly going to start switching their dollars over from whatever vegan restaurants they are patronizing.
Wait a minute, stop. I just want to point out that Chick-fil-A pretty much is a vegan restaurant. Yeah. There's no hamburger you give to me now.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
About as vegan as you get.
Yes. When they say they're going to Chick-fil-A, I'm like, oh.
Okay. They have got another thing coming. They are going to lose a lot of supporters on the right who feel like they surrendered to nasty, censorious, cancel culture. Keep going? Or?
Yeah, okay. That'll work.
Chick-fil-A, a food truck, will remain at...
That's just an advertisement.
All right.
Skip down to the next line.
Ignore that. The fact that Chick-fil-A decided to bow down before the lords of political correctness and then cut Christian charities out because those Christian charities happen not to support same-sex marriage militantly, thank you, is pretty astonishing, and it's a horrible sign for our culture, he added. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott voiced his displeasure on Twitter Monday and said he would rather eat at a competing... barbecue restaurant than patronize Chick-fil-A.
All right, well, there's no competition between a barbecue restaurant and Chick-fil-A. It doesn't matter what their stand is.
Especially if you're in Texas.
right, I'm with you.
So Shapiro goes on and says, he said, if Americans choose to only patronize businesses with which they agree politically, it would cause politics to spill over into other areas of life and tear the nation apart. The real question is if you are going to start boycotting businesses based on the personal views of the owners of the business. Well, then we're going to end up with basically a two-tiered political system in every aspect of American life. And the country can't last that way, he said. If I literally have to check out the political donation record of the restaurant's owners where I go to patronize the burger, I don't know how we're going to last as a country this way. As a result of Chick-fil-A stopped giving money to several conservative Christian groups in 2012 following backlash to CEO Dan Cathy's comments opposing gay marriage. But the chain continued to donate to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army. And according to a statement to Business Insider, those donations were part of a multi-year commitment the brand had made to both organizations, which ended in 2018. And so kind of to give you the listener some balance or perspective on this. So it seems like, and we don't have it in either of these articles, that I believe it's the CFO, I forget the gentleman's name, of Chick-fil-A has said, we're no longer supporting, trying to make it sound like we've stopped and cut off. And then there are other articles like, no, your agreement with them that you would support them through a particular year, that agreement has ended and you have decided not to renew it. And it kind of seems, on the surface, like Chick-fil-A's leadership is trying to say, hey, look, you know, look left. We're not going to continue to support them. And I think that's kind of where our other author, Richard Morgan, kind of picks up and takes off with, yeah, you can say that, but it's not really going to be the case.
Well, see, what I want to know is why are they doing this? Because just anecdotally, I haven't seen the line get any shorter over at the drive-thru at Chick-fil-A with all of the left up in arms with their previous commitments.
Oh, yeah. I mean
this all...
How long ago was that other supposed boycott by the left,
against Chick-fil-A? And it's always like this.
And even that was like one of Chick-fil-A's highest value.
Yeah, they did better because of it.
And they did better of it. But I think what I had heard was, you know, a lot of communities are refusing to let Chick-fil-A come into their area because of their stance.
Yeah,
it's not hurting the individual stores, but their growth or potential growth is being limited because they're not being allowed to grow in areas where they want to.
And that's the thing that you hear that, and I understand the statement, and it makes sense. I got it. Just the same, you know, in some of the connecting articles of this stuff is the UK launch of a Chick-fil-A lasted, 2 weeks? You know, just a short period of time, and there are two sides of the story. But the fact of the matter is Chick-fil-A, go look at the numbers, they surpassed, they surpassed KFC as the number one chicken distributor. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's being closed on Sunday. And then, I forget when it was, but even Zaxby's took out an ad campaign kind of attacking Chick-fil-A for being closed on Sunday. Okay, sure, they call it persecution, but the fact of the matter is they're still doing more money than Zaxby's or KFC with being closed for one day and in limited areas.
There's an underdog coming for them, Popeyes.
Mm. No, you're likely to be attacked. Whereas in Chick-fil-A, the servers will chase you down because you left your food in the restaurant. So that, I mean, I get it. And at how much money is the CFO or, you know, the executive leadership of Chick-fil-A chasing? Like, you've already become number one. So what is it that you're really trying to do? I mean, and okay, we've heard it said, was it New York City said that there was no room for, you know, a Chick-fil-A within that, you know, there, and you have all those different things. It's like, okay, so you don't want our business? I mean, you're going to get tax dollars off of us. I mean, so they're trying to make those decisions, and I guess how much money is enough money? I mean, I got it. It's a business. It's for profit, but...
Well, and that's the question. I mean, who was it? Who was the really, really rich guy on his deathbed? And they said, you know, how much money is enough? And he said, just one more dollar.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that's... You know, if that's your mindset and you live for the almighty dollar, then it's never enough.
Well, Kathy Truitt's dead, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, so...
And that was... I've seen that in one article that, you know, this never would have happened if he was still alive.
But how do you keep that going? How do you move it from one generation to another? How do you... I mean, when will they open on Sundays?
Right.
Well, and historically, that's just about everything we ever see from the beginning of time.
Right.
You know, and that's one of the reasons why, just theologically, it's difficult for me to accept this idea that we're ushering in the kingdom ever.
Right.
Because it just takes one generation to walk away from, you know, everything we've seen. Mm-hmm. So
Left gets more left, you can be conservative and move along with them and still be considered conservative. Yeah,
as long as the gap between me and the left.
Did you see where President Obama issued out a statement cautioning the Democrats on how left they're getting? Mm-hmm. President Obama issued out a statement of concern that the left is getting too left. You know, well, if you want to win elections,
yeah,
you know, do I think that Chick-fil-A is going to take a cut in sales because of this? No, I don't. I don't.
Maybe on a particular day.
People like their chicken sandwiches.
Yeah,
and they like the great service you get, and they like the product and all that. I don't really think that you make a decision that you go into Chick-fil-A because they support the Salvation Army.
Or not. And that's, you know, kind of like Shapiro said, you know, how many people really choose where they shop and buy and eat based on political views?
You don't.
Maybe a little tiny bit. You know, I know... Some people might strive not to go to Target or Home Depot, but
But when, the ABC store.
But yeah, but when push comes to shove, you know, if they go to Lowe's,
you're not
Lowe's
paying them. That doesn't make any sense.
I treat them just as equal.
But you know, if you go to Lowe's and they don't have what you want, and Home Depot does,
you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know anybody that's not going to go to Home Depot and get what they need.
Yeah, it takes. If you do that, if you're the type of person that it takes a dedication to your view of eternity and all of those things at a level that most people don't have.
I don't even get, I mean, that has to stop somewhere. Okay, so that makes sense somewhere you choose. All right, let's go something you on go to something you can't necessarily choose. All right, your utility company. All right, here locally we have PWC, which then partners with Duke Energy. I mean, you can't, really? How, what are you going to, I am going to now live off the grid.
Well, yes. Yeah, you put solar panels in, right?
Well, who made my solar panels?
Right,
exactly. Who installed my solar, I mean, because that's the issue I have, you know, I kind of have with it. And I grew up in a home that my mom boycotted Kmart back in the 90s, you know, and sure enough, there it worked. Maybe it was something Kmart said. Well done, Mom.
There's too many blue lights.
I mean, but, you know.
It's a great book. My mom killed Kmart.
But, you know, you have stuff like that Christians do. And even in the last week, I've seen, you know, friends on both sides of this, you know, I can't believe Chick-fil-A is doing this. Like, okay, sure, it's disappointing. But did the service at Chick-fil-A change? Did they change the restaurant? I mean, did the recipe change? I mean, that's more likely to lose them customers than anything. And then on the flip side of the conversation is, okay, so if you go in the direction of I'm not going to cave on anything and I'm going to be as rigid as I can be, and then you have a crummy product, it's like, well, you know, I'm going to go to the barbecue joint, you know, like the Texas individual said. Okay, well, if it's the nastiest restaurant in town, but they're conservative Christians who hold your values, is it really better off that you're supporting a lousy work ethic or poor cleanliness, poor hygiene habits in your restaurant or anything like that because you have, well, yeah, but they're standing for the right things.
All right, let's get into Richard Morgan's rebuttal, so to speak, from CNN.
All right, so he opens with a question of, what do bigots become when they bite their tongues? It's a trick question. Bigotry is not just a matter of word or deed, but also of heart and mind. You can still be a bigot even though you have a black friend, or even though you are black yourself. You can be a gay bigot, fat bigot, a bigot with abs, a bigot with breasts, a young one or an old one, or an immigrant bigot. Bigotry habla español and every other language. Whoever you are, bigotry is within your grasp. That's the liability of being human. And in this age, when corporations are people too, the way you know for sure that you are a bigot is to look in the mirror and ask yourself if Chick-fil-A is staring back at you.
Wow.
Because you are what you eat.
Wow. So obviously, bigotry is the greatest sin ever.
And profiling's okay. I mean, he just proved that in his...
Yeah.
A man who probably is against profiling.
Just being a bigot by calling me a bigot?
After drawing
backlash in previous years for funding homophobic charities and nonprofit organizations, including the Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army, the Chicken Sandwich Spot announced on Monday that, as a part of a more focused giving approach to provide additional clarity and impact, it will focus on homelessness, hunger, and education. That is not the change of heart it seems. This would perhaps be more convincing if Dan Cathy, Chick-fil-A's CEO, acknowledged as wrong and directly apologized for the comments that he made in 2012 about the company's belief and support that the biblical definition of the family unit. Instead, the company released a statement saying that the Chick-fil-A culture and service tradition in our restaurants is to treat every person with honor, dignity, and respect, regardless of their belief, race, creed, sexual orientation, or gender. Going forward, our intent is to leave the policy debate over same-sex marriage to the government and political arena. Fun fact, there is no policy debate about gay marriage. There is settled law. Gay marriage has been enshrined as justice by the Supreme Court since 2015. It's hypocrisy to claim a commitment to respect and describe same-sex marriage, affirmed as legal in the Obergefell decision, as a policy debate in the same breath. With its new announcement, Chick-fil-A did the corporate charity equivalent of apologizing without ever saying sorry. It is sobriety disguised as therapy or healing. It is silence hoping to pass as reverence. It is tolerance doing its best to impression of its best impression of fellowship.
So let's stop right there. So this is your proof that Ben Shapiro, in this case, is right. The left will never be
satisfied. And that last statement is so telling. They don't want a country in which folks who disagree can live peaceably. Mm-hmm. What they want is for them to, for those who disagree with them, to not only just tolerate, but to affirm and fellowship with their position. So, in essence, everything that they stand against is what they stand for. Mm-hmm. And that's the liberal problem. They're always working themselves back into a position of an incontinence in thinking. Well, it's a like disconnect in the way that they think.
I instantly thought of Ellen. I guess it's been weeks now, but a couple weeks ago she went to a Dallas Cowboy game, or Cowboys game, and she was sitting next to former President Bush, and they had a good time, and they took videos and selfies together, and were smiling and, you know, and enjoying the game together, and she got totally bashed by liberals and left people that would traditionally support her utterly and completely, but just bashed her. And she made a public statement saying, just because I don't believe everything he believes and so forth, it doesn't mean that I can't treat him with respect and honor and, you know, have a good time at a football event. And so that just shows the...
Ellen Degenerate? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, Ellen
Degenerate. Wow.
I know when you see a statement like that, you know, I know it's not necessarily a Chick-fil-A, but it's like, thank you. I mean, you know, she's at least... She sees a value in humanity that it's not just only my opinion. It's you're entitled to your opinion, and we're entitled to disagree and still be friends.
And anything else is a logical fallacy. That's what I'm trying to say. If you say if you prescribe to their theory of logic, you can't say anything otherwise. That you are allowed to hold your opinion in opposition to mine. It doesn't work logically. I mean, if this was a high school logic debate, you would be torn to shreds.
Right, but it's not. This is name calling. This is
right. That's demeaning. What we've denigrated.
This is we who don't think that it's settled policy, who don't think it's good for the nation. We just need to off ourselves.
Right.
I mean that's the reality.
Many of their views. Yeah.
Right. It didn't mention any shift on its views on homosexuality, despite Covenant House International, the homeless charity that Chick-fil-A is associated with, having formed a partnership with the 2014 Cindy Lauper True Colors Fund, which fights queer homelessness. Well, why is it queer homelessness? Why isn't it just homelessness? You know, if you were going to fight white homelessness, you would be ripped to shreds. If you were going to fight heterosexual homelessness, you would be ripped to shreds. But this is acceptable. It is such a double standard. It's inconceivable.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, it's one thing to even address the fact that we're going to seek out individuals who are homeless and queer. But at the same time, you know that that organization is probably denying assistance to someone who is not. Like, it's one thing that, okay,
well, homeless, but not queer.
Yeah, that you're homeless, but not queer. Well, we're not here to help you. Mm-hmm. And so they're denying assistance to, they would be denying.
But that's acceptable.
And it's acceptable because, well, that's not our organization is focused on. You know, there are other organizations that are there for you, but we're focused on a particular demographic. So such unspokenness is the same faux diplomacy that allows comedian Kevin Hart to say, "So what?" The queer version of "I don't see color." when rapper Lil Nas X told him he was gay during a September episode of HBO's The Shop Uninterrupted. Although Hart goes on to say that it's important to understand and acknowledge people's differences, he never says, for example, "I would love my son if he were gay." Hart famously stepped down from hosting the 2019 Oscars after a backlash over homophobic jokes he had made in the past, for which he eventually apologized. This unspokenness is the kind of thing that lets Michael Bloomberg think he can control his own forgiveness with a simple "I was wrong" apology. For years of defending and promoting racist policy without acknowledging that such an apology means so many fines, arrests, and convictions were also wrong. An apology centered on the apologizer is vain catharsis, not enlightened or humbled redemption. Fitting for a two-faced corporation, Chick-fil-A is biting two tongues at once. The one that refuses to acknowledge the right of anyone to love whomever they please, and the one that proudly mingles what the company calls in its 2020 Chick-fil-A Foundation priorities, staying true to its mission of nourishing the potential in every child, with a cowardice about the holiness of those of God's children who are also gay children. However, self-purported Christians act interpersonally, and however corporations act financially, every formally stated effort of selflessness, kindness, patience, gentleness, self-control, all fruits of the Holy Spirit, are rendered rancid and hollow when personal tenderness is superseded by structural toxicity.
Wow, look at this guy.
Oh my goodness. Sometimes you just think, you know, like the lightning bolts didn't pour down on the keyboard when he was typing this, the grace and mercy of God.
Yeah.
Look how he's just using these theological words as though he believes in them. Is that,
you know, knowing this, first of all, that no scripture is of any private interpretation.
This is just insanity.
So on Monday, Chick-fil-A said that the reason for this change was that its previous charitable commitments, which the company neglected to note were rooted in homophobia, wrapped up in 2018. The new announcement was for 2020's commitments. But what about them? What about 2019? Where does Chick-fil-A stand on LGBTQ rights? Maybe Chick-fil-A was so serious with its soul-searching that it took 11 impassioned months to do this better thing. Or maybe it had something to do with Chick-fil-A in Reading, England, Britain's first location, which opened on October the 10th and closed 8 days later, unable to fulfill even its six-month pilot amid local scrutiny and protests for its bigotry. God only knows. "Watch your words and hold your tongue," warns the Old Testament's book of Proverbs. "You'll save yourself a lot of grief." But Chick-fil-A has always been far more about the New Testament. In that tome, in the Gospel of John, Jesus is tested by being presented a woman accused of adultery and asked if she should be stoned in accordance with ancient biblical law. This is where Jesus said his famous line that only those without sin should cast stones. But before that, instead of confronting the woman or her vigilantes, instead of being direct or candidly compassionate, Jesus turned away and drew in the sand. What he drew is lost to time, but the action had the effect of distracting the mob.
Such a lesson has not been lost on Chick-fil-A. Distractions work. Can they get an amen? Wow. If that's your full prescription or dosage of the liberal left. That's what that is. You just got a good indication of when Ben Shapiro says they're never going to be satisfied. He's right. I mean, he is right. Where does it stop?
It doesn't. I mean, it stops at the return of Christ. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, you know, when you stop and think about it, okay, if you backtrack a little bit for Chick-fil-A's decision making. You know, and it's if they had thought through the process, and maybe that's what they obviously they thought through whatever it was they were doing. But, you know, okay, you know what? They're not going to be satisfied if we do concede on this issue or we make an issue a statement like this. Understanding that, I mean, who did they really gain in this? The moderate left? I'm just slightly left of the middle? I mean, I don't know.
No one.
they really didn't gain anything. And so I don't know that...
Look, the only way they're going to be satisfied is if we have rainbow flags inside Chick-fil-A. If the chicken sandwich that you get served is wrapped...
The kid meals, my two moms.
Right, right. That's the only way they're going to be satisfied. Chick-fil-A, open, pull your head out of the sand.
Yep.
You're going to have to capitulate, throw all your values out. If that's your objective, if your objective is to be McDonald's, every city, every continent, every nation, if that's your objective, is to have a global domination like McDonald's, then you're going to have to just throw the towel in 100%. John, you're looking for a scripture.
Yeah, I just always find it humorous how they don't take the balance of scripture. So we're going into the Christmas season, and it says in Matthew 1, 21, she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Why? For he will save his people from their sins. And so, you know, the idea in the casting the first stone was there was nobody in that congregation that was without sin. The idea wasn't sin wasn't a problem, because Jesus came into the world because sin was a huge problem.
Right, and this guy
agrees.
It was
the only problem.
Right, this guy agrees on what sin is, because bigotry is sin. So he agrees that there's something called sin, whatever it is, because it's a problem. Bigotry is the number one problem from his article's perspective. It's sad. It really is sad in so much as Chick-fil-A was kind of like this flagship of hope that a corporation could be successful and not capitulate. You know, that they're... And now there's evidence that, you know, capitulation is on the way. And the question is, how far will they slide? You know, how far? I talked about a slippery slope, and I had students, 12th graders, raising their hand going, what's a slippery slope? You know?
It is a slope that you slip on.
And they did not understand.
What does slippery mean?
Yeah, they did That's not what, understand the metaphor. They
yeah, field trip to the retention pond at BJ's.
Yeah, they didn't understand what I meant by this idea of a slippery slope. So we were talking about transgenderism, and I was explaining that, you know, we were talking about minors being granted surgeries, minors, you know, and where do you draw the line? And so I said that adults are 18, so if we say that the government will authorize 18-year-olds to have surgeries, then the argument's going to be, well, if they're 14 and they've identified that they're the wrong gender in a body, why won't we let, do we insist that you have to go 4 more years living in this, you know, transgender confusion because you're a male in a female's body or a female? And so, well, a 14-year-old can make the decision, and then a 10-year-old can make the decision. Mm-hmm. And now, and this is why we have a court case in Texas most recently on a 7-year-old. And the mom and dad were arguing. And
one says yes, the other one says no.
That's right. On a 7-year-old. And that's Chick-fil-A's on the slope.
Yep. This was a move toward the slope.
Sure it was. There's no question about it.
And yet, it shouldn't surprise us, because how many churches have done
the
same exact thing, and they all, you know, and they do it in the name of God.
Every denomination, every major mainline denomination, is on the same slope.
That's a great point, because no one ever says, you know, we're just going to defy God here.
No,
you know, they want to begin to rationalize in the light of interpretations and on and on.
Well, I'm sure within the Chick-fil-A boardroom, when you say homeless, hungry, and education, those are all great things.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the issue. I mean, they could have, because they just, I mean, for the sake of just, and I'm using the word diversity, but for the sake of changing what you have been doing, not necessarily making a conscientious change, okay, you know what? Like, just like we do here with, you know, missions projects or things like that. We helped out this missionary this year. We're going to help out this missionary, that, or whatever, you know, people do that. your home remodeling. You tackle one thing at a time. Okay, we helped out with Christian athletes. Now let's go and let's, for the next couple years, focus on homelessness. And then, you know, you can make a conscious shift of we're going to help out this organization without trying to make statements like this. And no one would have, no one in the conservative community would have been like, oh my goodness, they caved. Because there was a focus, hey, you know what, we're going to focus on homelessness now rather than athletics. Or we're going to focus on, you know, education rather than this. Or whatever charitable case they want. No one would have thought twice about it, but it's the association that they're now connecting to. Well, it's over this LGBTQ plus conversation that we're making our changes. Rather than just, well, we were done with those
but
guys.
They weren't just making changes for the sake of making changes. They're trying to rebrand themselves to get into the markets that they're being shut out of. Boston, liberal Ivy League schools, the United Kingdom. That's what they're trying to do. Because there's still more money to be made by Chick-fil-A in the areas that they already... I mean, you could practically build a Chick-fil-A on the other side of Skybo, and you could have it in our town as busy as that one is. And if you're going eastbound, you go to that one. If you're going westbound, you go to that one. I mean,
we're putting another one in Hope Mills, so that's going to be, what, four Chick-fil-A's for our small town.
Right. Well, how many McDonald's do we have in our... How many McDonald's do we have in our small town?
Oh, yeah. Six or seven.
Ramsey, Skybo, Rayford, Hope Mills, and the mall.
And the mall. Five.
And then at the exact same... So five Chick-fil-A's in, you know, in our town of... I mean, what is our town? 300,000?
200,000 plus.
Yeah. So 200,000 people on average
of... the Fort Bragg, it's another...
50. Maybe 100.
Yeah. Okay, so 300,000, so you're talking 60,000 people per Chick-fil-A in our area? I mean...
And all of us that live out on the Rayford side of town, we can't wait for one to open up on our town. When you go to the Zaxby's, which is the only chicken place out there, and it's not comparable, the line goes out to the street in the evenings. The drive-through line goes past the Goodwill and out into the street. Wow. There might be 20 cars in that line. Soldiers going home, families. Yeah. That's what they're doing. I mean, so it's not just a matter of like expanding. It's the idea of expanding into unknown markets. Yep. That we have a restaurants in the UK, that we have restaurants in New England, and all that. It just comes.
You know, every year they want to see. Okay, we made more money this year than last year. We made more this year than it.
When's it end?
Right, and it doesn't.
Well, and hopefully that what this would be is a little bit of a wake-up call for the executives of Chick-fil-A. Look, we tried to make a little bit of concession, and it got us absolutely nowhere, and so we have enough morals and, you know, intestinal fortitude that, okay, if that did not work, we're not going any further. Okay, we tried at least with our generic associations of charitable organizations.
Wishful thinking, Brian.
I would hope that there's enough, I'm not a boycotter, but I would almost hope that there's enough chatter, because even if there's not boycotts, they have to have some sort of, you know, algorithms that are connecting. Every time, you know, a Ben Shapiro comment gets read or shared, you know, there has to be some level of Chick-fil-A
negativity
trending, you know, in negative comments that they're like, you know what, our support base is not a fan of this, and we're clearly three steps away from where the left would want us to be, and we're not going to go that far, so let's just go ahead and stop now. That would be, it is wishful thinking, but I like Chick-fil-A, so. If anyone is boycotting them and would like to get rid of gift cards, the church address is 517 Glensford Drive. We will gladly take care of them for you.
Speak for yourself, Brian.
Hey, all right. Thanks for listening to our discussion on Chick-fil-A. And send us an article if you have any ideas. Pastor@bbcfnc.org. Pastor@bbcfnc.org.
And no. Gmail.com.
Oh, no.
No, it's the other one. Sorry.
All right. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.